Joining us now in our studios is the new sheriff of Rice County, Sheriff Jesse Thomas. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
You bet.
We've had you in a couple of times, I guess, so far, but this is the first time that you're actually here by yourself as the sheriff. So let's backtrack a little bit. Former Sheriff Troy Dunn is now somewhere other than Minnesota.
Someplace south, yes.
Somewhere warm. Yeah, so he's, I wasn't able to attend his going away party, but I understand I was about the only person in the universe that didn't.
There is quite a few people there, yes. Yeah.
So you have been appointed the interim sheriff. Of course, that is an elected position, so there will be elections coming up next year. But in the meantime, you're the sheriff. Let's talk about your first been about a month, few weeks on the job.
About 3 weeks, yeah.
Okay. So. You're no stranger to the Rice County Sheriff's Department. You've put 20-plus years?
This is my 26th year with Rice County, yes.
Yeah, so you pretty much know what's going on. The comfort level, the first couple of weeks, I'm sure there was a little bit of an adjustment, but are you getting into the groove right now?
Yeah, it took trying to get traction to make sure I got everything going in the right direction and organizing. So I had to get a chief deputy. So I had Joe Yetzer become my chief deputy. And then this week, we had a lieutenant vacancy. So then I did an administrative sergeant to kind of fill that void for now. And so that's all in place. That'll be Paul LaRoche. And then, just trying to get the team together and get focused on what needs to get done.
All right. As far as new hires, with everybody going up a notch, or I shouldn't say everybody, but several officers being promoted, kind of a chain of events there, are you fully staffed now, or are you looking for people to replace those positions?
So we have two in FTO training right now.
Mm-hmm.
Once they're done, then we're fully staffed. We're able to hire them. So we were able to backfill Sheriff Dunn's licensed position before he actually retired. So we were actually able to move forward, so we're not running short.
It's
so.
good to see that. It was you had a plan and it was well executed.
Yeah.
Looking at what's coming up over the course of at least the next year until next election, do you have outlined any priorities? Are there any initiatives you'd like to start in the next year?
Right now we're just focusing on making sure everything needs to get done gets done. We have the new jail public safety center project. We meet every other week on that for a whole day, so that takes up some time. We're just trying to make sure, when we build a facility, that it's building what we need and what we need for the next 20 years, so the taxpayers aren't burdened with another project down the road.
Yeah, the difficult thing is seeing into the future, especially as far as how the present has changed the history in the last of maybe 10 years or so. Anything from technology to things that are happening within the community, social unrest and such, attitudes about law enforcement and such. Boy, that's got to be tough to pin down what might be happening in the future.
Yeah, so with that and then with COVID, we've seen a lot of, especially in our court systems, a lot of non-in-person hearings, so we're able to not transport people as much as we used to in the past, so that cuts down on our time on the road with inmates. We've also seen a shortage in people who are interested in going to law enforcement. This last hiring process, we only had 20 people apply for two spots, which is better than I've heard from other bordering counties. So,
there was a time where you get 100 or so.
When I first started in 96, I applied for a job up in the metro, and there's 450 some people for one spot.
Wow. Man, that's, well, it's good that you still have some, hopefully some good choices to choose from, even if it's, quite a bit less than, the pool is smaller than it used to be. Let's go back to that new jail, though. We had Commissioner Galen Malika on yesterday morning and talk a little bit about that. It's still in the, as far as the land, it has all been identified, but there's still some negotiations and some final things to work out.
Yeah, I know they haven't actually closed on it yet, land, but it sounds like it's all good to go, and it's just the times has got to get to when the closing is. So
Now, when soon they'll probably be starting preparation for getting the thing built, start digging some dirt around there, pushing it around. What will your role be? Will your role within the process change at all now that things have been decided and it's going up?
So we have a transition team in place for our jail part of it. So we have three staff. That's all they're doing now is working on transitioning, because all of your procedures change from your current location to your new location. So that's their full-time job now going forward until the day we open.
Mm-hmm.
So that took away from some of our staff, but we were able to we're actually short a couple correctional officers right now, just because it's hard to find good staff that want to go into that field.
Mm-hmm.
So we're constantly looking to hire those correctional officers. But I will still be very involved in it. We have, like I said, then I'll probably stop every morning at the construction site, because it's on my way in. I'll stop in, see how things are going, and then come to the office. And so,
all right. Let's switch gears here a little bit and talk about some of the things going on right now. First of all, we just went through hunting season, the firearms deer season. Of course, there's still hunting season kind of extends with different types of weapons used, but the firearms is always a something that's a tradition for a lot of people within Minnesota here, and safety is a big factor. I haven't heard really of any incidents. Was it a pretty safe hunting season this year?
Yeah, I think the weather was helpful for us. You know, there wasn't snow or anything, it's trip and fall. And we did have one case where we had somebody fall out of their deer stand. They were injured, but they were transported, and we never know what happens after we get them to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we have the muzzleloader season going on for deer, and then we're still in the chronic wasting zone, the 605 zone. So there's still... I think it's December 17th, 18th, and 19th, and it's like December 31st through like January 2nd. So we still have those firearm seasons. So DNR is just trying to cut down the herd to keep the chronic wasting from spreading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have to report all those all the deer that are harvested. And what that means for you folks is if you do go out in the woods or something for a nature walk, there's still hunters out there, and they're still shooting things. So wear bright colors.
Wear some orange, yes.
Yeah, that's the best thing. Once again, Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas is with us. Let's talk about the coming of winter. It's going to be here. You know, that's December the 2nd, and you know, we had, what, 50 some degrees yesterday, but winter is going to be. Have you had, I know it's been a tough year as far as on the roads. We've had quite a few fatalities, not only in Minnesota, but really across the board, not only in Rice County, but across the board in Minnesota. We're coming up to the snow and ice season now. Boy, what is, I guess, your outlook for the coming season?
Well, I hope it's a positive outlook. Mm-hmm. I mean, the big thing is to slow down, put your cell phones away, and focus on driving. Just yesterday, excuse me, you know, it seems like it's nice out, but in the morning it drops below freezing, and we did have some rain yesterday, and we did have one rollover and I think four vehicles that went in the ditch. So it's just kind of a reminder to make sure that you slow down when the roads seem a little slippery, you know, touch your brakes, make sure that you have good traction as you're driving. And snow's coming. I looked at the forecast. It's down in the 20s next week, so it's coming.
It's on the way. We have our winter walk a week from today. Maybe we'll have some snow for the winter walk here in Northfield. But yeah, watch out. And watch those temperatures, too, as you had mentioned. It goes below freezing if, you know, the roads right now are probably pretty cold because we've had that type of weather. So I would imagine it's going to freeze over pretty quick. So watch out for that when that temperature gets low. Once again, Sheriff Thomas is with us. Is there anything else you'd like to pass along while we have you here?
Well, I'll just give a shout-out to the Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. It's red kettle season. Still looking for bell ringers. Last I checked with Jim Dale in the Faribault area, we had 50 open two-hour slots. So we really need bell ringers this time of year.
All right. All right. You can go to, is it ringthebell.org? Is something along that line?
I actually have it on my phone here. It's registertoring.com.
Registertoring.com. All right, so check that out. Well, Sheriff, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
We certainly appreciate
it. Glad to be here.
And we're glad to have a good relationship with you. We invite you down every for a monthly visit here. And if there's anything else you need, we're here for you.
All right, sounds great.
That is Sheriff Jesse Thomas of Rice County.